Security. And right now, we're accelerating into our next interview, and we're talking about the Christmas Fair Fund and the Christmas Fair with Flair. There you go. There's the connection. Because it's not far away. We're looking at a new date on the calendar. We can announce it this morning. A new venue, new location, new energy behind this whole thing. And it's an institution that we just love the story behind. Every year, it just grows and gets better and bigger. And it's been going for decades and decades and continues to be just a beacon of hope and light on our Dolphin Coast. And in the studio with me to tell us about how the last fair with Flair went and where we're going with the next fair, we've got Michelle and Michelle. Michelle Sutherland-Blake and Michelle Loynes. Welcome to the studio, both of you.
Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Mark.
Great to have you in the house.
And I
just heard jingle bells coming down the hallway and I knew the Christmas ladies were coming. So, can you believe it? We're looking already at the calendar now, planning the next fair with Flair on the back of last year, which was, I mean, we say it every year. Every year just seems to be the biggest and the best so
Absolutely.
Far. And Michelle, number one, what can you tell me about, before we get into where we're heading with this next chapter, how did last year's fair go? And I know it's a massive part of your fundraising picture.
Yes.
And for those that actually don't know, in fact, let's start here. What is the Christmas Fair Fund all about? Michelle Sutherland-Blake, what can you tell us?
The Christmas Fair Fund is a registered NPO that's been operating on the North Coast, Stangan District, for the last 70 years.
So 70 years?
Mm-hmm.
Holy moly.
Holy moly. Yeah, long time.
And it's been run for 70 years by a dedicated core group of ladies with big hearts and incredible combined skills. And it's been, you know, over the decades, the teams have continued to bring innovation to the front of this thing. But the focus has always been on amazing community initiatives that just need that that extra oomph, that bit of support that you can collectively bring to the table. So every year there has been this Christmas fair, the Fair with Flair, as we love to call it. And since we've been covering it as the radio station, every year we've been watching this thing just grow and blossom. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Last year was one for the books. And Michelle Loynes, well, you can tell us, what were the figures looking like in terms of how many people did you get, I mean, fundraising-wise?
Yeah, we had over 5,000 people through our doors last year. Sure. I think it was more than that, so we were incredibly blessed. You know, every year when you plan this thing, you never know how many people are going to come through the doors. I'm incredibly grateful for the support that we get from our community. And we were able to give away and bless people with 765,000 rand. That is what we raised. And that's what we give back to our various charities and our initiatives. And I mean, that's incredible. Those communities all need it. You know, we all know where we're all at the moment. And
exactly.
Yeah, and some of our main charities that we help or initiatives is St. Luke's, St. Vincent de Paul's, the Orphan Fund, the Tugela Bursary Fund, ADCA, Bloom, Centre of Hope, and Safe Haven. And those are just a couple. And we also, there's also a couple of individuals in our community that we help with grocery vouchers, monthly grocery vouchers. So, you know, that money, every 100% of that money goes back into our community.
It's it makes a real tangible difference to the lives of every one of those beneficiaries.
Absolutely.
And you know, it's an organization that's well administered, really professionally run. It's kind of like a military operation, you know, when you visit the HQ, these ladies with their sleeves rolled up and they're all about business, you know, focused on getting this thing done. It's a multi-day mega task to pull off the Fair with Flair. Yeah. Anyone who's been to visit the Fair with Flair over those 3 days, you know what a massive setup it is. I mean, huge infrastructure, setting up these big marquee tents, an incredible selection of vendors. I mean, that's always what people comment on. Wow, just the selection, the caliber, the quality of stuff on display, all gathered, you know, under one banner. for an incredible weekend. This year, this last year, there was a slight change to the format in that it ran slightly differently in terms of it extended onto a day that it doesn't normally extend. What was the deal this last year?
Yeah, so it's actually the last 2 years, and I think COVID, COVID delivered the necessity for change. So we went on to a Saturday.
That
we were
was
always
nice.
2 days.
That was it.
Yeah.
And now we are looking at a new chapter, a new year ahead. We're looking at a new date. We have a date for the kickoff of this 2023 edition of the Fair with Flair, and in the month of October. Am I right?
Correct. Yes.
What is the date that we're looking at?
26th to the 28th of October.
Okay.
Yes. And that is actually, we always, in previous years, pre-COVID, we operated end of October.
Mm.
And
so we're back to the original.
Back to original dates, yeah. We just, we work with a committee of ladies. So the fund is operated by a committee of 12 women. And our members, we have about 42 members that are part of the fund. So a lot of those ladies obviously have their own jobs, businesses, and travel times. And we just found that operating it effectively October, end of October, works really well.
Awesome. And if my calendar is correct, you're timing it perfectly to coincide with the Rugby World Cup final weekend.
Yes, and to
make sure that you can go big with this thing this year, a new venue as well.
Yes.
Very exciting. Going to be based at the Manor House. Is that right?
That's correct.
Yes. Very excited.
And, we just had an incredible concert experience with the ZA Fest and Global Youth Choir. We saw how that whole venue can transform incredibly into a space that can accommodate the crowds. So,
Absolutely. Sure,
I think you are setting yourselves up for a really rip-roaring rocker of a 2023. On the other side of a quick little news bulletin, I want to find out about how people can get in touch. Have you still got availability for vendors?
Yes.
For exhibitors.
Yeah.
So if you're thinking that this is your year to get involved with the Fair with Flair, I believe newness is on the card. You're looking for fresh, new blood. So stay tuned. And in the meantime, check out the Christmas Fair Fund on Facebook while you listen to our news bulletin right here on 88FM.